This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
During the 1990s, Monsanto Corporation's devastating attack against farmers, their genetically modified frankenfoods, and their neurotoxic pesticides inspired people to push government into legislating certification standards for foods. But thanks to Big Pharma, Bill Gates, and pop culture media brainwashing, Monsanto still stands strong and is ready to take complete control of your food supply. With the help of the same powerful families and foundations who already control the money and the energy. Their plans to do so are comprehensively laid out in a recent report published at Cory Diggs. The indoor vertical farming industry, which is a highly innovative and efficient method, is being funded by Bill Gates and pushed by the World Economic Forum as a replacement to conventional outdoor farming. Arrow Farms is the industry leader in vertical farming, and they also co-developed the first CRISPR gene-edited produce product and worked with the NIH to produce proteins for the deadly COVID vaccines. Arrow Farms makes it clear that they are not conventional gardeners. They are all about synthetic food products, which is clearly the trend in this growing industry. Monsanto is creating specially tailored genetically cut seeds for these vertical farms. And the University of California is developing a plant-based mRNA vaccine that farms can grow in heads of lettuce, which happens to be the main crop of these new farms. These GMO farms already provide food at major outlets including Kroger, Walmart, and Whole Foods, and are massively expanding. And it's not only fresh produce that's getting genetically modified. The USDA and FDA have already approved genetic modifications on pigs, salmon, and cattle. And they have approved synthetic lab-grown meat. Bill Gates's Good Food Institute plans to reimagine meat production with $10 million of support from the USDA. But in order to make their Big Pharma food supply the new American model, they will need a major crisis. The 2020 lockdowns distressed the supply chain, which was further affected by U.S. sanctions against Russia. This has created a food shortage crisis. Add to that, over a dozen food processing plants have mysteriously been destroyed in the past several weeks, as well as major fertilizer plants during a major fertilizer crisis. To make matters worse, Union Pacific Railroad forces a 20% reduction in shipments from the world's largest fertilizer company. And when the people demand a solution, as it turns out, Bill Gates is heavily invested in alternative fertilizers and is also a chief stockholder of the Canadian National Railway, who claims to be helping the fertilizer market grow. Perhaps Bill Gates and Monsanto will volunteer to save everyone with their new gene-edited bacteria fertilizer. And maybe it will backfire like it did in Africa, when after 15 years of trying to help, all Gates and Monsanto accomplished was increasing starvation by 31%. But that's okay, because it's Monsanto Bayer to the rescue with their Big Pharma food factories, with brand new mRNA vaccine lettuce. And as if this wasn't bad enough, the stated goal of this new frankenfood industry is to make all food traceable. And that means coating it all in nanotech. Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. Who controls money can control the world. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen. gentlemen, get ready. My favorite pastor, Rodney Howard, is going to be joining us. Straight ahead, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. Stay with us.
Estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're fighting the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of great Ulysses. How his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lace men.
We are broadcasting worldwide in defiance of tyranny and the love of liberty. And I was talking to one of my favorite people, and definitely my favorite pastor, Rodney Howard Brown, who has a giant church in Florida, but mainly travels the world hundreds of times a year, talking to millions. And I said, I'm seeing a massive awakening and revival in people that don't even go to church, saying it's good versus evil, God's real, Mark of the Beast. My mom went with some family friends to a mega church in North Austin with tens of thousands of people. They had people out in the parking lot on Jumbotrons on Easter. And it was just the New World Order's here, Mark of the Beast, world government, got to stop them. And I know people that went to that church just a few years ago, they weren't talking like that. So people are really starting to get it. And so I was talking to Pastor Brown this weekend, and I said, are you seeing what I'm seeing? And he said, yes. And he gave me a report that was so powerful. And I said, can you come on air and say that again and then cover the waterfront with Biden and the war and the open borders and the Frankenfood and the microchips to buy and sell? I mean, it's all out in the open now. We are so vindicated. Unfortunately, I wish we could have stopped it before it all went to the next phase, but at least people are partially awake now. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown was born in Port Elizabeth, South Africa, and grew up in the Eastern Cape. Rodney and his wife came to America with $300 in their suitcase and three children in 87. And under the banner of Revival Ministries International, they have now reached hundreds of millions of people conservatively and led unto the Lord. They travel 46 weeks out of the year, revival.com. He joins us for the balance of the hour. We salute you, my friend, because in these dark times, the light of Christ is always that much brighter. Thank you so much, sir.
Alex, it's so great to be with you. And as I said to you, many people will never know the price that you paid to get these truths out. Whether people like it or not, unfortunately, the facts are the facts. And as you know, we're being dealt a ministry of truth now, which only a few people in the last 100 years have had that, and it didn't turn out well for that society. So I know you're under major attack, but I pray for you every day that God help you.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate your when you reach out with those prayers and reach out with your text and calls. Well, where do you want to start? I mean, what you said was so powerful to me on the text messages and audio messages, but was really buoyed my spirit. Can you report to folks what you're saying?
Okay, so here's the big thing of the lockdown of the past 2 years. What they should have done was shut off the internet, because people started to search. And more people became awake to actually what's going on behind the scenes. So what you started out, Alex, all those years ago, started to tell people of what was coming, people begin to investigate and begin to realize that, no, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy fact. But here's what I realized, and of course, because this is my job, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the solution to any society. So if you go back in history and you look at the 1700s, the 1800s, if you go back to England, mid-1750, 1740, the whole of the UK, there were drunkards, they were into witchcraft, there were sacrifice, there was slavery, was an all-time high, and whatever. And then that great revival that started with the Wesleys that really shook and turned the tide in the United Kingdom, jumped upon, came to the United States, that actually caused these 13 colonies here to become one nation under God and the birth of the United States of America. And I know there's a lot of people, they hate America, but I've traveled 85 countries. This is the greatest place on the planet. That's why they wanted to take America down. But this passage from Luke chapter 4, I think, explains it. I'm going to tell you, I just did a tour last week. I was in Long Island and then went on to Pennsylvania and then West Virginia and then on to Pittsburgh. So we did a little dip down and then went up to Pittsburgh for 2 nights. Places were packed, standing room only, and nobody would leave, even 11 o'clock at night. I mean, the service starts at 7. At 11, I tell people, we're going to end the service. They go, no, we'll kidnap you. We'll arrest you again. And so people are hungry. They're hungry for God. We had overflow rooms that people started leaving at about 10 to 12 in the one place. So I filled the building at midnight. I filled the building from the overflow. Nobody wants to leave. But this passage is what jumped in my spirit that I wanted to share with you. This is from the words of Jesus. It's from Luke's Gospel, chapter 4. Jesus, the Bible says in verse 14, it says here, then Jesus went back full of power of the Holy Spirit into Galilee, and the fame of him spread throughout the whole region round about, which is, that's why they want to shut the church down and shut the gospel, because they know that the gospel brings the solution to the problems that man is facing. He said, and he conducted a course of teaching in the synagogue, being recognized and honored and praised of all. He came to Nazareth, that Nazareth where he'd been brought up, and as he entered the synagogue, and as was his custom on the Sabbath day, he stood up for to read. And there was handed unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he unrolled the book, and he found the place was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. It says here, the anointed one, the Messiah, has anointed, God has anointed me to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor, which the poor are so in need right now. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, and he has sent me to announce release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those, or set forth delivered those who are oppressed. I'm actually quoting two translations here between the King James and the Amplified Classic. Who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity, the Amplified Classic says, to proclaim the acceptable and accepted year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. So, there's many people say, well, that was for Bible days. No, the gospel is relevant today. So, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, United Nations knew that we have to shut the church down. We have to lock the church down. And we've got to stop congregations from gathering, because that's a place of community. And the Bible even tells us, don't forsake the gathering of yourself together, even the much more when you see the day approaching. And they shut down retirement homes, assisted living homes, which we go in there and pray for people right before they die. They shut down the schools, which just let you know, all of that's opening up for us. We in there right now, we're slamming it. I think last week we had 500 people in senior assisted living homes pray the prayer to accept Christ. So, you know, like you were onto this many, many years ago, Alex, and of course I listened to you, I was delivered this package back in 05. This is a pandemic flu preparedness kit. This was given and made by the Department of Defense Beneficiaries Pandemic Flu Preparedness Kit. And inside it is the two N95 respirators, four surgical masks, and one hand sanitizer bottle, which I never did open. But on the back it says, there is no influenza pandemic yet. Local health and government authorities will notify you. But this last week, I was showing it so many times, that the sanitizer started leaking out. So I actually opened it publicly in the service, and I was shocked at what I found in it. Of course, I find in it Purell hand sanitizer in the package. All right, this is 2005. Inside here, we have two N95 masks, all right? And then we've got these surgical masks. And very interesting, made in China. And all this package put together in Vancouver, Washington. If you remember, Vancouver, Washington was the first people in America to get infected with coronavirus. Then I opened this. Wow. Was I in for it?
Stay there. We're going to come back and get to this because it's crazy. We didn't talk about this, but I was going to go there. The UN plan now being launched by Obama to take over all the medical responses, the world government documents. It's all happening in late May, and I think that's probably where you're going, I'm guessing. We'll be right back with Pastor Brown to go over all of this because this is their UN world government takeover using the biomedical system, and Congress is hardly even talking about it. I've got a whole folder on this today. And Brown didn't even know I was going to go there.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is our guest for the rest of the hour, and I always love where he takes us. If you don't talk about what he's going to talk about before he comes on very much, he's bringing up from a 2014-15 Homeland Security pandemic package. I know we can trace back to Obama, and then right before he left office, signing executive orders, changing the law to basically arrest anybody, an executive order, it wouldn't pass by Congress, who they say even might be sick. So this is definitely their power grab mode, and it's all official now. And I'm guessing where you're going with this. So for those that just joined us, who were going through this packet that you finally opened after 7 years, just a few days ago. Please continue.
Actual fact, this is from 05, Alex.
Oh, okay, I misspoke. Oh, wow, 05,
excuse me. So, I mean, that's what's even more shocking about it. But everything's made in China, and it's all produced through the Vancouver office, which is in such fine print here. But manufactured, it says here, manufactured by First Aid Only, Inc., 11101 Northeast 37 Circle, Vancouver, Washington. And it's called firstaidonly.com, made in China. Everything's made in China. So this was all planned. And if you remember, Vancouver was the first site. Remember, they announced, I think, three people contracted COVID-19 with Vancouver, Washington. That's where everything came. So I was shocked when I unveiled it. I told the whole congregation where I was preaching up in Pittsburgh. I said, this is like unveiling Tutankhamun's tomb, because I got these in October of 05, and I've never opened it. So I opened it up, and it looked, you know, everything that's on the front cover is on there. But when you open it up, it immediately goes, avoid people with the flu. When the flu's in your community, stay at home. If you can, avoid crowds. If you must go out, consider wearing a mask. Try to keep 6 feet away from people who are coughing or sneezing. Most people catch the flu by coming into contact with droplets or cough from sneezes. Wash your hands, warm soapy water, alcohol-based, all the stuff that they planned. The plan, food, water, gas, electricity, transportation, all may be disrupted for periods of time, which you actually see now. This is not only being disrupted, but it's being done on purpose. All the food supplies that are being destroyed, which I've got another whole thing, Alex, we're growing here. We're getting everybody to grow. And I can show you what we're doing here. It says medical care and access to non-prescription and prescription medication may be limited. That's why everybody needs your health products that you're making available so people can boost their immune systems. Schools may close for 1 to 3 months. Plan for child care. If schools are closed, kids should not gather in large groups. Check with your employer if you can work from home, which that was all their plan, was to drive people out of the marketplace. If you're sick, stay at home, cover your nose and mouth, and it goes all through. Yeah, depending on how severe the pandemic is, you may be requested to stay at home if you have sick family members. If you can designate one family medic care for those who are sick with the flu, which I don't understand how the healthy keep themselves whole if you don't just do what you have done for centuries. Then he goes on to talk here about, they talk about masks. The kit has two supplies of masks. And then it says a mask does not guarantee protection. It would reduce but not eliminate the risk. The best protection limit is your contact with sick people. So in other words, anybody who's sick, just stay away from them, which was the whole fear thing that they wanted to drive everybody so.
And if somebody who's sick doesn't get health care from anything regular, they might die. Exactly. So they knew what they were doing. This is an amazing find from 2005. Wow. And I remember back under Bush, then they were talking about national pandemics and using that as a power grab then. But then the public didn't buy it.
Okay, so we've got somebody doing the research, and I will send you all what they found out. We've got Bush actually on video talking about how he was going to quarantine whole cities in America. We've got Bush on video talking about how the United Nations task force was going to work. And I actually warned everybody. I have two clips that I could play, but it's me much larger because I lost a lot of weight. But from 05, so people can see I'm not making this stuff up here. But basically, they're saying you should have ibuprofen and some Tylenol, thermometer, rehydration solution, household bleach, disinfection, cell phones, radios, battery supply, face masks, plastic gloves, whatever, and a two-week supply of food. Remember, 15 days to slow the spread. And then at the back here, I'll send you one of these packages. I have a few more. I will overnight your package so you can open it yourself. This is the second one. I left the first one with the investigative reporter. This one I brought home, and then I opened it last night, and I'll send you one so that you can see for yourself. You can hold it in your hands.
Pastor, this is smoking gun. Because the first time I saw the plan for the 15 days to slow the spread and wear the mask and all of that was in the Rockefeller Foundation Operation Lockstep 2011. You got something from 6-7 years before that is word for word what they did in 2020.
Which is shocking to me because I never did open it. Because I thought, well, I already know about the pandemic. Why would I open it? But the stuff started leaking out in one of my assistant's bags. It was dripping all of the hand sanitizer. So I said, okay, I don't want to spoil his bag. I said, let's open it publicly here. And when I opened it, when I saw made in China, when I saw it's from Vancouver, Washington, When I started reading all of this stuff of the 15 days and the moss.
Oh, they've been planning this a long, long time as their power grab. And now officially they're announcing the UN to take over our pandemic response.
Everything. So now now let me just say this on the other side, because we've got to have a little positive here, because it's not all negative. They have failed largely in many instances. And I'll tell you where they failed. They failed in America because what they thought was America was one country that would just shut down. But they didn't realize that we have 50 states that are sovereign. And they didn't realize the spirit of America. Now there are countries in the EU that are pretty much gone. I mean, short of divine intervention, I don't know how they're going to turn themselves around. But America, and yeah, in the state of Florida, Alex, listen. So they're coming after the water. They're coming after the energy. They're coming after the fuel. They're coming after the food supply. And all of this stuff is being designed because then they can drive the people to bread lines and they can say to you, you will take these shots, you will comply. And, of course, everything has to do with the vaccine passport where you can't buy or sell or travel or whatever. So it is actually it's an exciting time to be alive. I'm watching the Bible come to life right in front of me. But I do believe that we have time. I believe we do have time left. And that's why we got to preach the gospel, because the only hope is Jesus. A lot of the people that are out there that are caught up in wickedness, some have no clue what they're doing. But there are others, the sinister ones that are behind the scenes, they know exactly what they're doing. Everything is by design. So you've got the wicked that are using what we call, and that sounds terrible, but it's a communistic term, they're using useful idiots. All the people that are in compliance that say, oh, we're going to go with popular opinion, they will be the first ones that will be taken out when these people get control on what they want to. But, Alex, the body of Christ is here. We understand the spirit of Antichrist is rife in the earth today, but this is the hour, and I want to say this to the listener. This is the hour of the body of Christ. This is the hour of the church. This is the hour of the pastors and ministers to get bold and to stand in the pulpit and to preach this word and to believe this word. Believe it literally. If you're not going to believe it literally, why even be in the ministry? If you're going to sit and argue about the scripture, whether God meant it, it's true. It is true.
Pastor, stay there. We got to go to break. But everything's being fulfilled. They're announcing one world government, mark of the beast everywhere. The EU announced you'll buy nor sell without this new carbon credit, which they also say will double as the vaccine passport. It's all happening. We'll be right back.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're fighting the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, every time Pastor Rodney Howard Brown of Revival.com comes on, he breaks some major news. I wanted to come on about the big revival happening and so much more. I had in my stack how they're planning to bring in this world ID, and they have this big world government event that's about to happen in just about 2 weeks. Such huge news we're going to cover with him. And then I want to ask him some personal questions about InfoWars and what his advice is for myself and the audience out there and the power of prayer. But before we get into this other news and I get your take on it, what else is on your radar screen front and center, Pastor?
Okay, so of course, I'm a preacher, so my whole thing is the gospel, get people saved. We are mobilizing right now. We're hitting 67 counties in the state of Florida. I've got teams that are moving around. We're hitting every high school. We're hitting universities. It's amazing what's happening. I think last week was over 3,000 people they prayed with in the different entities that I'm mentioning to you. So we have to. I tell every believer that's watching me right now, you might have a full-time job and you might be busy, but every day you've got to tell somebody about Jesus. And you have to tell them he's coming soon. I beg you. This is the only time you'll ever hear me beg. You know, I don't beg for money. I'm not out looking for money. Money's out looking for me. But I'm not worried about that. I am on a quest to let everybody know that we are closer to the end now than ever before. And the only hope is Jesus, which is very important. The second thing that I woke up with, and I actually talked about it last year, and of course I've heard you speak about it. I live on 26 acres. I have my own cattle. I have Angus herd. I've got my own sheep now, St. Croix sheep. And I've also just done a land lease to expand the cattle herd. I just brought 23 dozen eggs to the ministry today to give away to people because my chickens are laying so many eggs. But my whole thing was growing. And I've been talking about it, and I have people in my congregation that have 4, 5, 6 acres, and others are growing. But I felt that we had to do it as a ministry. So we took 5 acres 8 weeks ago, and we put it under agriculture. So if you can put the pictures up and put the clips up, Alex, we probably have 40,000 plants already in the ground right now. We have 7 different kinds of corn. We're doing everything, and it's all going to be climate controlled. We got the greenhouses. That's going to be for chefs and restaurants. We're growing, and I've got 300 varieties of tomatoes and fruit and everything because people don't know that a blueberry has 57 infectant disinfectants.
Well, you must be having a giant effect, or it's other people having the same idea, the Holy Spirit, because these big mega churches in Austin are saying the same thing now. I think God's Spirit is warning people as Bill Gates tries to buy up all the farmland and shut it down, and as the USDA literally says they don't want to produce food anymore, that the people are organically figuring this out.
Yes, sir. People realize we're coming to... I mean, some of my Hispanic congregation said, Pastor, we went in, we tried to buy tomatoes. We went to 3 stores and couldn't get them. I said, don't worry, we'll have all the tomatoes. Plus, I've got a major seed bank that I'm working with people to have seed, and I'm talking about heirloom seeds. Some of our seeds go back 700 years. So this is very important because you don't want the genetically modified seeds. You want the heirloom, the pure seed. And it's the same way as what they're doing with people, creating hybrid people, trying to put implants in their brains and do all kinds of stuff because they're trying to mess up the seed that God created in the book of Genesis to produce after its own kind. They're trying to produce after some other kind, and it's like Revelation. I mean, Romans, he says, even when they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. So I see them failing hopelessly. This one unit on the side you can see is totally enclosed now. That's going to be for canning and freeze-drying and to build up a food supply. And I'm wanting to do this around local churches. So I have a conference coming up here at the end of May. It's called Unshakable because it's the word of God and the kingdom of God that is unshakable. And this is very important, Alex. And then I can show pastors, this is how you grow. We can show them the basic greenhouse kit with the basic seeds they need to put it in.
And by the way, Thomas Jefferson said we couldn't be a free nation if we weren't all farming at some level. He said once men are taken off the land, they turn themselves over to evil. Farming literally gets us closer to God, doesn't it?
No question. I mean, people come out there. You know, there's kids in the university. They don't know where food comes from. And so now for the first time, they can plant a seed and see the results of the seed growing.
We're saying the whole future is going to be the humans rediscovering how God made us and countering all the poison stuff they produce with real stuff. And people want the real stuff and we'll stop their GMO takeover. It's beautiful.
Totally. Totally. So obviously we've got to preach the gospel, get people heart changed, because if you have wicked people, what they'll do is build a huge farm and then sell it to Monsanto or sell it to Bill Gates. So, I mean, there's a lot of people bailing out on what they've had. Oh, well, I'll just take a paycheck now. I'll sell it for $1 billion. Don't sell what God has given you. This stuff needs to be controlled by the body of Christ and by the righteous. The Bible says the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. And I know there's many things happening, and the Bible says there's wars and rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes, pestilences, and all of these things will continue until Jesus comes. But we are the church, and triumphant we shall stand. And so quickly put the clip up for the up-and-coming conference. It's the 22nd of May through the 29th. And I'm going to be showing people how to do all of this stuff, because just roll it quickly, Alec.
Very, very exciting. Here's a clip that they're running from their studio.
You don't have the power of God. You won't make it in this final hour. If you don't have this anointing, you will not make it in the days to come. Only the power of the Holy Spirit will carry you through the storms that shall come. But those that know their God shall do exploits in His name. God's called you to do exploits in His name. There's people sitting here and you wondering, how in the world am I going to accomplish what God's called me to do? That which I feel the Lord's telling me to do is so big. It's in meetings like this where the fire of God's falling. Suddenly you see things you never saw before. Suddenly you know things you didn't know before. Somebody said, it's all over, Pastor. Things are finished. I've got news for you. It's not over. I saw the hand of God clear the earth one more time. One more time. One more time, evil Satan. One more time, nations will tremble and break.
Very, very exciting. I'm glad you shared that with us. And the enemy knew to try to shut down the churches. They knew that God is the cure to this satanic cobra bite we're under, Pastor.
No doubt. And that's why you under attack, because you're informing people and they don't like what you're doing. But Alex, I don't believe that I know they failed. They failed for the season right now. I know they're regrouping, but they will fail. The wicked will fail. God is frustrating the plans of the wicked right now. He's pulling the wheels. I mean, I watched the Saturday night White House press, the big comedy thing, which, well, whatever.
Yeah, the press dinner where they made fun of people starving.
Yeah. And I was laughing at them, realized how stupid they are. They don't even actually understand what's actually going on, and they're all just falling for it hook, line, and sinker. Here they are. Posting on the Instagram and whatever, as just wearing this by this designer, and then they're posting, can't believe we're sitting in a room full of people. People are going to be infected. And even President Biden, or I call him O'Biden, because it's Obama and Biden together. And so I was just laughing at it. It was very funny that, they're making fools out of themselves. Every time they open their mouth, it's not intelligence that's speaking. It's people that are totally delusional. And doesn't matter what they say. It's like God is really mocking.
You're right. Come back and let's talk about that, because they are trying to destroy us, but in the process, they're really destroying themselves. Pastor Brown, stay there.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Is up, rent is up, food is up, everything. No, it really has been a tough first year for you, Mr. President.
I'm really excited to be here tonight with the only group of Americans with a lower approval rating than I have.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels.
Revival.com, found out about all the amazing things Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is doing. Really should make it your online church. If you live in Florida, you should go be part of it, or you should definitely come when he goes on these tours all around the world and the country. Revival.com. So I wanted to finish up there and then get into some other news, but you're right. They're making fools of themselves. Everything they do hurts us, but hurts them 10 times worse, because they really are slaves of the world government devil system. And don't these evil ones know that, or what's their problem?
I mean, yes, the president, he's stating that he's with a group of people that have a lower rating than he. They all know. I mean, what's it, Boris Johnson, no, was it Macron? Can't go anywhere now. They pelt him with eggs. And he says approval rating of like 36%, but he won with 58% of the vote. Really? Really? Seriously? Who's going to even believe that? So all of this stuff is total garbage. They know in their heart of hearts that they part of a scam. That I don't know what they think, that their reward is going to be great. Obviously, Lucifer has promised them, I'm going to give you the kingdom of the earth. But they don't know that they're going to go to a lost eternity without Jesus. And they need to repent now of their sin and come to God and cry out. Say, Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I need you. I need your blood. Wash me clean and come to him. I mean, God will have mercy on all of them. As much as we don't like them, God will have mercy on all of them because that's how he is. So, but they obviously think they are just, hey, we find, you know, and even Bill Gates, how does a Microsoft engineer suddenly now is a world health professional on viruses and pandemics and whatever. So it's all part of the eugenics movement, as you know, and what they're planning. But you've been on it for so many years. I just wish people had listened to you 20 plus years ago, Alex.
Pastor, let me ask you that before we hit some other news. You always send me words of encouragement. And I showed folks this earlier, but this is pretty incredible. This is in mainstream news. It's all over the place. That the Justice Department, here it is, and I learned this a week and a half ago, but the lawyers asked me not to talk about it at the time, but it's in the news, now we can. Feds back Sandy Hook families. Again, I hardly ever talked about it, questioned it, a lot of people did. They make me the Sandy Hook guy, now they want to get rid of the First Amendment. Feds back Sandy Hook families in legal fight with Alex Jones. What are the feds doing trying to get involved in a federal court where I'm doing a Chapter 11 bankruptcy so that they can't misrepresent these state courts? That's totally legal, totally lawful. The Alex is dirty and bad. And they had the head guy from the federal agency overall this call up the representative of the judges, the trustees, and say, you're not allowed to even be part of this. Alex Jones doesn't get access to the courts. They said, excuse me, what are you talking about? And they're getting a transcript out to actually bring this out. I mean, this is next level, but they're in the news saying they did this. They said, it is the policy of the administration, quote, from the top. I mean, the Justice Department? No, Biden. That Alex Jones doesn't get any relief. I mean, the brazenness, the desperateness, the outrageousness of this, and obviously it's already backfiring on them. What the hell's going on with these people, Pastor?
Well, I mean, I think even Trevor Noah said something at the dinner, which you might want to pull that clip. He said, I think any son like Hunter Biden who makes money off of his father's position should be investigated. That was a zinger that Trevor Noah dropped the other day. And, you know, I like Trevor. He comes from South Africa. Unfortunately, he came here and he got turned left. But he has started questioning everything from the vaccines to all of these stupid mandates. He started to question them. And I thought he handled it. I thought it was funny. He could have dropped a few more.
No, I totally agree. But it's what you're saying. What does it mean when even their former minions are turning against them in front of their faces, like Trevor Noah, like Bill Maher? What does that signify, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown?
Well, I think they're going to push everybody to that place. I think they're going to push people to that place where people are going to realize, look, I'm either going to come and be honest and truthful to my heart, or I'm going to live the lie. So this is really what's happening. And I think the thing's unfolding. I think the thing's being exposed. It's like the whole Russia-Ukraine nonsense that's going on. I think all of this stuff's going to be exposed for what it is, and we're going to see it happen. And I believe the Lord's on our side. That's why I tell the church, pray. Pray every day that God would intervene. And for those that, you know, don't go to church or whatever, talk to God. Somebody said, I don't believe there's a God. Okay. If you don't believe there is one, just say, if you're real, show yourself to me and see what happens. God is real, whether you like
it
or not.
Explain that. God is not like the devil forcing things on you. God is free will. Just reach out to God, folks, and you'll be blown away. Explain that to him.
Yeah, you know, basically, I mean, wherever you travel in the world, you'll see people that they say to you, I knew that there was someone. I didn't know who there was. Now, I have a story of a missionary who comes from Canada that was touring the Arctic Circle amongst the people that follow caribou.
Yeah.
And they're all roving people. He found this place in the northern part of Russia. And it took him about 18 months to go to this village. The only way he could go there was to take a Russian tank. He had to hire it and went 46 hours across the tundra to get there. And when he got to the village, they said, "What are you doing here?" They'd never seen a white person. They said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I came to tell you about the God who's in heaven, who sent his son to die for you on the cross, and that he loves you." And the headman of the village said, "Why did you take so long? Why did you take so long?"
Wow.
So they said, "What do you mean take so long? It took us 18 months to get here." He said, "We knew there was a God. And every night we talked amongst the village. So what we would go, we would stand and look up at the stars and we would shout, 'If you're out there, if you're out there, send somebody.'" And we've done that for the past number of years. What took you so long? So, Alex, there are people crying out. There are people even in the cities of New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, and even in Austin, Texas, Tampa, Florida, where I live, Miami, and all the great cities of America, Atlanta. They're crying out for God. They're high on drugs, cocaine, every kind of synthetics. Their life is caught in pornography, and they're in the middle of trying to identify with something that they know is not them. And they're trying to find that peace that only Jesus can give. That the whole gospel, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son of the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. That all who would believe on him, look at these poor people, they're bound by drugs and alcohol. The only hope is not medical science and doctors and politicians. The only hope is Jesus. And the good thing is we're seeing people all across the city and every place we go that were like that. Now they're preaching the gospel. Alex, it's happening. God is doing it. And I see this is going to pick up momentum throughout 2022 into 2023 and 2024, that you're going to see the body of Christ stand. And it's not going to be, "I'm this denomination, I'm that denomination, I don't like him, I don't like that." You're going to see one church, not a globalist church, but one true church stand and draw a line in the sand and believe the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself and stand upon the word. And we're going to see whole places shaken by the hand of God. And if God brought America through in 1776 and he carried America through the 1800s, then God will carry America through in 2022. And that's the way I see it. I'm totally, if I didn't feel like that, I would tell everybody. And I don't know what I would do. But
all right, Pastor Brown, Revival.com, Summit of Square. I got to come out there and see your church. I'm told it's the most amazing thing by Roger Stone and others, who now is born again. Very, very beautiful thing there. None of us are perfect, but Christ can, you know, take us to the next level, and that's what it's all about. Revival.com. Pastor Brown, thank you so much for spending time with us, sir.
Alex, we love you. Praying for you. I believe God's going to deliver you from the snare of the fowler. And to everybody watching, God will deliver you too. Call out to Jesus today. Do it.
Thank you, Pastor. Powerful interview. A lot of big news he broke there, too. We're going to come back. I'm going to cover a bunch of news. It's huge. It's important. Please stay with us. And I'm going to give the number out and take some of your calls as well. But, wow, that was powerful. Now, look, we've talked a lot about it, but I've got the specifics of the UN takeover meeting. We got to talk about that. We got about the Russia war situation, the Ministry of Truth. I mean, it's just surreal. We're living at this time. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.